In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with Volume 23, December 22nd, 1927. And the wonderful thing about this is Jesus continues. These lessons that Jesus gives us are so important for us to know, to read, to study, to put into practice, is what Jesus continually tells Luisa. And as we enter into these lessons, he expands our capacity to understand more. It's like with anything, you know, if you're working on a car, you learn more and more from other cars that you work on. Okay, this one works this way. This engine works like this. This, you know, battery hooks up this way. You know, I mean, where the battery is and everything. And that's the thing that Jesus is doing with the Book of Heaven. He's teaching us how and why the kingdom is going to come on earth as it is in heaven. And with anything, like the saints, we're to know, love, and serve God. Knowledge is the first thing. That's very important, very essential. It's now know, love, and possess God. What Jesus is bringing us to is a new beginning, which is really not new. It's the oldest thing that God has given to humanity. What God breathed into Adam, Jesus wants to breathe into us. So this is the title, How One, this is Our Lady, Luisa, who was chosen for a mission, encloses all the goods that the others must receive, and how all the redeemed ones turn around our celestial mother Mary. So it's to show us what Our Lady did with the kingdom of redemption, and now what little Luisa is doing with the kingdom of sanctification, the kingdom of the fiat. So Jesus says, there is no good that will not descend through you, Luisa, by virtue of the sphere of my divine will placed in you, Luisa, nor glory that will not ascend again along the same way through you, Luisa. So here is something for us to understand. This Book of Heaven was only given to Luisa. And to enter into the divine will, to possess the divine will, is through Luisa. How do you get this? By reading what Jesus taught Luisa. I love reading the calendar, because the calendar is each day Jesus gives us a lesson. And each day when we sit and listen to Jesus, your whole life changes even to more deeper awareness of who and what God has planned for us. Who is our God and what our God has planned for his children? If we're not reading the Book of Heaven, if we're not studying the Book of Heaven, we really are going against what Jesus told Luisa. He says, this is the way to do it. Now, for example, if you want to be a Franciscan, you study what St. Francis taught. You study how St. Francis lived. You put into practice, you even wear the same clothing that St. Francis wore, to imitate him. To reflect him. With the divine will, the first volume, 1 through volume 10, is to become a mirror of Jesus. You begin to think with a divine perspective. Your intellect is changing. Your intellect, your memory, you begin to remember Jesus and Mary. How did they live? How did they begin to live this life? Through whom? Through Jesus and Mary, as they taught Luisa. And then finally, your human will. Instead of being worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, we begin to embrace this peace, this joy, this happiness, which is heaven. That's the life of Jesus. That's the life of Mary. That's what they breathed into Luisa. So Jesus says, there is no good that will not descend through you, Luisa. No good of the divine will. Basically, what's going to come through you is the good that God has planned for humanity. And he says, nor glory will not go back to God along through you, Louisa. So this is something that is so beautiful. Adam lost this gift. So Jesus comes as the new Adam. Mary comes as the new Eve. The firstborn of the divine will is Louisa. The newborn of the divine will is Louisa. And so our God is asking us, do you want to begin to live this abundant life? Do you really want to begin to live this life of peace, joy, and happiness? And he says, listen to what I told Louisa. Study what I told Louisa. Put into practice what I told Louisa. So these knowledges that Jesus gave are essential. Don't let anybody fool you. So Jesus says this, when I, Jesus, choose a creature for a mission that must bring universal good, Catholic good, into the midst of the human family. First, Jesus says, I fix and enclose all the goods in the chosen one. And the first one was Mary for the kingdom of redemption. The second is Louisa for the kingdom of the fiat, the third fiat. These chosen ones, they must contain all the superabundant goods that the others must receive, who perhaps will not even take everything that the chosen creature encloses. So when we look at Our Lady, the miraculous medal, rays of light are coming out of her one hand. And she says, these are the graces that humanity is receiving from me, that wants from me. Then she showed the other hand. The cloth is wrapped over her arm. These are the graces that are not accepted. All grace comes through the Blessed Mother. And she shows very, very clearly that if we are one with Our Lady, what happens is we receive the graces. So I pray, and most people pray, for receiving all the graces that humanity doesn't want. I want what nobody else wants. I don't want anything to go to waste. So Jesus says, first, I fix and enclose all the goods in the chosen one who must contain all the supernatural goods that the other souls must receive, who perhaps will not even take everything that the chosen creature encloses. This happens to the Immaculate Queen, Mary, who was chosen to be mother of the eternal word, Theotokos, mother of God. What a title. No one has that title but the Blessed Mother. And therefore, the mother of all the redeemed souls. So Our Lady is mother of all humanity, all that Jesus has, he died on the cross to bring life through his blood, washing us clean with his blood, life back to humanity, redeeming us. So now we can enter into sanctification. And so for the last 2,000 years, the saints have taught us how to do the will of God. But what Jesus is trying to show us is how to live in the will of God. This is the life of Jesus, the life of Mary that was given to Louisa. Everything that the souls would do and all the good that the souls were to receive was enclosed and fixed inside the Sovereign Queen of Heaven, the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, as though inside the sun's sphere. So the sun is a symbol, is a shadow of the divine will. So he says what Our Lady has done is like everything that she's done is like enclosed the sun's sphere in such a way that all the redeemed ones move around the sun of the celestial mother in such a way that Mary, the Blessed Mother, more than a tender mother, does nothing but feed her rays, these light, this life, this love to her children to nourish them with the light of the Blessed Mother. She is the reflection, if you want to say, the volume 1 to volume 10, a mirror image of Jesus, And then what she lived was living in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. She is the spouse and temple of the Holy Spirit. That's the Blessed Mother. And then finally, it's to bring us into the divine will where she lives. See, this is the rays of light that she's been giving to her children for 2,000 years and now even more. So with Mary's sanctity, with Mary's maternal love, all this light, this love, this life of God is entering into us. When you pray the Holy Rosary every day, when you make that commitment, you're drawing closer to Theotokos, the Mother of God. You're drawing closer and closer to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. That's the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary is to be like her son, to be like her. This is the third fiat. This is the time of sanctification. This is why Pope St. John Paul said, we want to enter a new and divine way of holiness. It's a new beginning for all of humanity. So, but how many rays that Our Lady spreads have not been taken by creatures, which we said with the, when you see the miraculous medal, there's a lot of grace that we don't take from her. She's given it to us to help us become like her son. Ungrateful souls do not draw around the Blessed Mother. You know, we've been taught since our youth to pray the Holy Rosary. We've been taught to meditate on the mysteries. And this time is so important that even John Paul II gave us five more mysteries in the illumination to be illuminated with this light, this love, this life of Our Lady. I remember when they first came out, it was so important. This is helping us understand the divine will, this light, this love, this life of God. When we meditate on the illumination, these mysteries, it makes us more aware of what God is going to do. And this is why the illumination of conscience, and this is what's coming for all the world, is to understand more fully the Book of Heaven. So those that have the Book of Heaven that are studying and putting it into practice, those are the ones that, as Jesus says, are entering into these knowledges, these truths, these promises of God. When the illumination of conscience comes, we're going to go, this is what we're going to begin to understand more fully, not completely, because the new era isn't here yet. But we're going to understand little by little more clearly how and why we were born at this time, why we were predestined to live at this time, how and why the kingdom is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven, how and why we have to go around the Blessed Mother. She's our mother. She's our queen. We go around the king and the king of heaven and earth, Jesus, the universal king. Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And we're going to see very clearly with this illumination of conscience, we're going to be illuminated to understand the Book of Heaven. Jesus isn't going to give us something new. He's not going to go, here's something. We're going to be illuminated to understand the Book of Heaven. So if we're reading the Book of Heaven, we're getting ready. We're preparing ourselves for this abundant life, this abundant light, this abundant love that God is going to fill the world with. And he's asking us, are you ready? He's asking us, are you ready to begin to live this life? So those that are reading, studying, and putting into practice the truths, those are reading the Book of Heaven, really studying it, really listening to Jesus, they're going to be ready. More than the souls who are not going to be ready for this illumination of conscience. God is going to teach us. God is going to show us how and why this is going to happen. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.